Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's hump day. We are here live, in case you were wondering if we were ever coming back. We did come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Congratulations to us on 22 years on the air here.
Yay!
We just celebrated that milestone over the weekend on the 17th of February.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Love you more.
Love our listeners.
I know. Oh my God. Where would we be without you? Just ranting in the street.
Nowhere.
No doubt. Nowhere. Nowhere. So tonight, Survivor starts back up. Hooray, said some people. Other people went, oh, you got to be kidding me. Does this crap
Again?
Ever end?
What
Survivor
season is, it?
Is better by far than Celebrity Big Brother. Would you agree?
1,000%. However, I did love Celebrity Big Brother. I thought it was interesting. And I love Big Brother in general. But of all of them, if I had to give them all up except for one, I would keep Survivor. I love it. Season 38.
Wow.
No.
Who knew it would last this long? Mark Burnett.
So it's a new cast and a couple, I think there's four returning castaways.
What is the hook there?
I don't know. It's called Edge of Extinction.
I don't like it.
It'll test castaways in an emotionally and physically difficult challenge. Which looks like if you withstand some tests, I don't know if this is something that they're going to do each time someone's eliminated. If you can withstand the test, you'll be given a shot to get back in the game. So, Edge of Extinction.
So, the four people that are coming back?
Or, they're coming back for sure, and every time someone gets eliminated, they have to go through some kind of trial.
I'm sure I'll love it. The idea that four people get to come back into play, and it's not just a best of grouping.
Yes, I like that.
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
I like the best of bring back all stars. That's fine. But bringing back four people to compete with other people who've made it just creates that we got to get rid of the guy who's been here before.
Right.
And then the guy who's been here before is walking around like he's the king of the world.
Right.
I know how to do this, everyone. Follow me.
Well, they have to make adjustments. I mean, I actually think that adds sort of a layer of you've got a little familiarity coming in, but you still get to meet these other people and you sort of get to see how that person integrates. I don't mind it, you know.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
It does. It matters how the person reacts. And sometimes they would just bring back people too many times. Like, if I had to see Ozzy on one more GD season, I was like,
Rupert was a likable guy and came back too many times as well.
Mm-hmm.
How about that, Rob guy?
Rob also came back too many times.
How many times did he play?
Three.
Okay.
At least three.
And he was a great player. But people knew that. So he was a big target. But it was interesting to see if they could escape that. Anyway, it starts up tonight. It's season 38, and we do have a local. The guy's originally from Chicago, but he lives in Livermore, and he's a firefighter.
Oh, nice.
So we got to support our firefighters.
What's his name?
His name is Eric Halfaman.
Halfaman?
Half a man.
Half a man.
Eric.
I'm sure his football coach had fun with that.
Yeah.
Half man.
Hey, half man. So Eric is 34. He's a good-looking dude. I mean, here's a picture of him, Vinny. Put that aside. Yuzi wants the whole list
I want
back.
That whole
she likes
thing
to be
back.
Able to reference all the players.
That's Halfman,
when you guys go
huh?
on and on about it.
Shut up. My God. We love it. Just let us have things
I do.
That we love.
Don't
you
do.
Though?
I ask you dumb questions, don't I?
That is true. I do feel like you're pandering to us a little bit here and there. So, guys, you know, what were your feelings about that when that happened? And then, of course, we launch into our actual feelings, and you just go, uh-huh.
Right.
Big Brother is casting for this summer right now, mm-hmm. and our intern Brandon actually went and tried out.
Yeah. Can I get him over here?
Sure, yeah. So
Brandon, come over here.
He went down to LA to Studio City over the weekend on
just for this?
Well, I don't know if he went just for this, but put some headphones on him. Ba 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 ba.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, so Brandon has been an intern here for how long? A month or two?
Yeah, since January.
Pretty new guy. He's like our spring intern. So are you a fan of Big Brother?
My sister's a huge fan. I love Survivor. Survivor's
yeah, Survivor's
like,
so great.
Could never do wrong.
Oh, it's the best. So have you tried out for Survivor before?
No, I want to so bad. I figured if I went to the Big Brother one, maybe some producer crossover, and they might be like, oh, we like that kid.
Well, that's you never know. Right. Sometimes they find a reality star. And
very much like job interviews or anything else, the more times you do something, the better at it you are. So,
exactly.
So you see what they're looking for.
Right. You go do that, and maybe next time when Survivor. So anyway, you went all the way down to L.A. just for that?
My sister FaceTimed me at like 10 p.m. on Saturday, and she was like, hey, tomorrow morning, this. And I was like, let's leave. So 2 a.m., we just drove down.
Oh, so you drove down and got there. What time did the thing 9 open?
9 a.m. Oh, we got there at 6:30. We slept in the car for like 2 hours, got up, stood in line.
Yeah. Both of you.
Both of us.
And how did it go?
Oh, freaking kids. They're the best.
I know.
It was so much fun. Like, the experience, I don't know if you remember Jason from a couple seasons ago. He was like from New Jersey. He was a grocery store clerk, lived in his mom's basement.
Oh, yeah.
Best friends
pizza
with Dave Vaughn.
Pizza delivery guy. Yeah.
Best friends with Dave Vaughn. So he was there, and we were in front of the line talking to him a lot. But they just pull you in groups of five. And there's a person who used to be on the show that pretty much will just interview you. And they ask you questions. Like, the first off the bat, who would you vote to be head of household?
And of the five of you that are standing there?
And you interview together. And then the second question, they go, you. Who would you vote off? And this girl pointed right at me and was like, him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. So they just want you to like explain what your thought process would be on the show.
Right.
And it went on for like 10 minutes. My sister had a different experience because they put us in different groups.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But she just got one question. Like each person in their group got one question. And in our group,
so you got to shine in your one question. That yours sounds more fun.
It's
sort of more indicative of what would happen on the show.
And he asked us a bunch of questions. Like, would you do a showmance? Is there ever an appropriate time, or is it ever too early to make an alliance? And he's just trying to figure out, like,
no, you got to get going.
Let me ask you this: so are they taping you the whole time too?
They're not. This
is like a pre thing.
Yeah.
So he'll put your name through, or he won't. That's
it. Exactly. So they have a little paper, and you do groups of five with these, and then
I'm surprised they're not rolling on that.
It's weird because. You can see him like putting papers on top of the stack. So it's kind of like, I think he was organizing them when you said something good. But there's one part that he got to me and I felt like I really nailed the question.
Tell us how that went.
So he just said, what would you bring to the show? And there's a lot of people who are like personalities. And I was kind of quiet the whole time. It's kind of how I normally am. And I said, you know, like, I think at the end of the day, people are watching this show for the game, and they want to see good gameplay. Personalities are great, but they get boring, like, or they start to annoy you. And I said, I would like want to push this game forward and kick some butt out there.
That's good.
So I was just like, that would be the kind of person that I was working in the background a couple of seasons ago. This guy named Derek won. He was quiet the whole time, but everyone's like, "Geez, he's running the game! Like, get him out!" And as soon as you realize it's time to get him out,
it's too late.
It's too late. Right. And I was like, that'd be the exact type of person I am. All these people have been surprising you guys the whole time, but I know who she wants to vote out. I know who he wants to be head of household. I know who, like, they're telling me all this information. I'd use it against them in a second. They wouldn't see it coming because I'm this cute 23-year-old. They'd be like,
way to know yourself.
Well, the girl even said I'd vote him out because he's cute and a distraction, and I wouldn't want him there. And I was like, I'll take my compliment.
You should have said,
on the way out.
You're not going to vote me out. We're going to be in a showmance.
Well, they asked me that too. I said I'd do a showmance in a second.
Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend right now in real life? Because you'd have to pause that.
I do not have one in real life.
Oh, good. You're all set.
Oh, there you go.
You're all set. All
right. Yeah.
So how does, when you walk out of there, do they tell you, we'll talk to you, or will,
they said,
where do they leave it?
Yeah, they basically said, like, you'll hear back from us if we want you, and if not, then we didn't want you.
Just move on.
On to the next, right.
Yeah, I mean, so there's not a lot in the San Francisco area, but going one time really made me realize if you got to go a few times.
Right.
Because you start to get the process down. They start to get familiar with
you.
That's it. And then,
well, you're so nervous the first time. You don't know what to expect at all. You probably do better and better the more you do it.
Yeah.
You should submit videos, too.
That's what they say. That was my sister's one question. They were like, where are you from? She goes, San Francisco. And they're like, why didn't you submit a video? And she was like, because I thought it'd be better to be in person. And he was like, eh. And it was like, that was it for her. It's like, are you serious?
Oh,
ouch.
No.
She actually ended up stealing. She was like, I can't like lose my moment like that. So she stole some time from another person's question.
Oh, good.
But she was like, your experience sounded so much better. And I was like, yeah, we just got to go a couple times. Yeah.
Are you going to go to the San Diego one?
We might plan a vacation.
All right. Wait, when is that? So there's one in San Diego.
Yeah, go a couple pages.
March 24th. Nothing else in California, huh? They're everywhere, though. They're all over the country.
Oh, that's a fun day, too. Yeah. Are you going to do a video? Maybe you should do a video here or something.
Yeah, something. I mean, I haven't done a Survivor
one. Do a video and put us in it so that we can be on it and you don't get on.
Survivor's my thing. I'm looking for the Survivor
one. Well, do any of it. I mean, it's good. All right, well, look, that's fun. I guess no congratulations are in order yet, but how fun that you went for it. Good for
great
you.
Appearance on our show this
morning. Yeah, congratulations on your appearance on the Sarah and Vinny show.
Thank you.
All right, Billboard Hot 100. Let's run through this really fast. There's actually an interesting piece of this, believe it or not, because I know this is like the least interesting thing. Number 100, Cody Johnson, On My Way to You. I knew Cody would be country. Okay, I've heard enough of that. Moving on with number 10, Benny Blanco, Halsey, and Khalid Eastside. Post Malone is number 9 with Wow. Number 8 is Panic at the Disco, High Hopes for a Living. Number 7 is Travis Scott, Sicko Mode. That guy's having a deal with it. Isn't he Kylie Jenner's baby daddy? You know she's crying on him. My best friend Jordan cheated on Khloe's boyfriend with the Travis Thompson. What's the guy's name? Not Travis. Tristan.
Tristan Thompson, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
I'm sure he's listening to all that.
I know, yeah. No, he is. He totally is a good boyfriend.
You think so?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. Totally.
I'm sure
he's
helped contribute to his career, though, why he's number one and all that. Like, he's trending hard because of her.
Yeah, I think
he needs to really, you know, make sure she's happy. He needs to find her a new best friend, Stat, or it's going to be him. At number 6 is Marshmallow and Bastille, Happier. Number 5 is Sunflower, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Post Malone, and Swae Lee. Halsey's number 4, Without Me. At number 3 is Ariana Grande. Thank you. Next. We got a brand new song at number 2, and it's by Ariana Grande. It's called Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. And number 1 is Ariana Grande, Seven Rings.
Oh, dang.
I bought it. Ariana Grande is the first act in 50 years to have number 1, 2, and 3 locked up on the Billboard Hot 100 at the same time.
You know what? I was just thinking, I'd be interested to see, because she just, is this the second record? Ariana's like had 2 records in less than a year, right?
Yeah, same Sweetener second, just came out, feel like maybe August, if it was even that long ago, and she's got this whole new record out.
I know everything that's done now is, you know, by old people it's looked down on and by young people it's cool or whatever. But I'd be interested to see what it's like for her in the studio because they are working with Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are spitting sentences and not having to record an entire vocal from start to finish.
Right?
I wonder if I bet she's probably super pro at that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, there's a cut.
Right. Keep that
one. We got that.
Save next, that. We can even try it again. Just save that one.
Next piece of a verse.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Next piece.
So she currently has the top 3 spots on the Hot 100. That one, Seven Rings, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, which is the best song title I've heard in forever. And Thank You, Next. So that's number 1, 2, and 3. It hasn't happened since 1964 when the Beatles had the top 3 with Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, and Do You Want to Know a Secret? And no one else has had the top 3 spots in the Billboard Hot 100 since then. Weirdly, which I thought of is that, you know, Can't Buy Me Love, it's about, you know, money can't buy you happiness. And Seven Rings is all about shopping therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy you love. Can't buy you happiness. She said, she actually has some quotes. Were you able to find that little video where she was talking about this happening? She's with her
with
mom,
Corden.
Right?
Yeah.
She's with Corden, right.
But
talking about Icy.
Her mom.
Got
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeff. Drake came close to doing this last year. He had the number 1, 2, and 4 spots on the Hot 100, but he didn't quite make it. She now has, at this moment, I believe, 11 songs in the top 40, which is the most ever by a woman. Cardi B was the previous record holder. She had 9 last year, and Ariana's breaking records left and right.
I'm glad to hear she's going to be taking a break for her own mental being. She has had her first album was 2013, then 2014, 2016, And then 2018, 2019.
Yeah, those came out fast, too, yeah. Like Vinny was saying. I want to say, I would be surprised if 6 months went by between the release of Sweetener and sure. the release of whatever the name of this
just,
new one is.
The point I was trying to make is I think they connect, if they connect with the right group of producers, music writers, whatever it is, I think they just crank it out.
Yep.
I really do think that they're pro enough and good enough at that particular art.
And it feels like, it's funny that she's actually doing albums because it feels like that's happening less and less. I think people put out 10 songs and then go, oh, let's just put those all together and put them on an album. Mm-hmm. Like there's just, because you can release it the next day. We just finished this last night. Here it is.
And boom, I'm sure iTunes. Part of it is her reaction to not wanting to tour, which we all know why she doesn't want to tour, and that's understood.
Didn't she say she has like PTSD after the Manchester bombing?
I'm sure.
Did you notice which song was missing this week?
I did not. Oh, so they tied the record and did not break the record.
Right, exactly.
So last week, Maroon 5, I think it was 33 weeks, which I can't remember who they tied. It
Ed
was
Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. There it is. And if they had stayed in the top 10 this week, it would have been 34 consecutive weeks in the top 10, and that would have been a new record. But no, they fell short. Not Ariana, though. She's breaking records everywhere she turns. How do you feel about Armie Hammer as the new Batman?
I don't care because I don't think I'm going to watch it. Mm. I think that the unfortunate reality for, and this happened to The Punisher just recently, is the second season came out and I don't like it, is that they're cranking this stuff out because they're money machines, and that's fine, but I don't think I'll watch it.
Well, he's supposedly in final talks. He's saying, no, that's not happening. He said, no one's even asked me if I'm interested, which, okay, whatever you say. So possibly he will be your next Batman. It's funny you bring up the Punisher. All the Marvel stuff on Netflix is going away. They just announced that Punisher's not coming back. They'd already canceled
Luke Cage. Is that a Disney thing?
That's what they're saying. These are Netflix productions of Marvel things, it sounds like. And they have ended them. And so I have no idea if the casting would stay the same when they go over to Disney to get streamed on the new Disney Plus thing. But that is what's happening. People are super bummed.
Well, the second season of Punisher isn't good. Or at least didn't start good. I'm not interested.
It sucks because I actually loved that first season.
I loved the first season, too. You know, I'm watching True Detective.
Is it getting good?
So episode 7 happened, right? And I just watched it last night. Did you see it?
I'm not sure because my episodes are all mixed up. I think I did, though. Oh, I did because it said... Wait, I remember this. Because it said that next time is going to be the finale.
Yeah. Okay, so you did see it.
Okay, I did see it.
So first of all, what I think of this new season is the editors must have gone absolutely insane trying to keep track of all this crap because it's three separate, maybe even four separate timelines are happening.
It's very confusing.
Where he's old, he's middle-aged, he's young. It's the couple just met, the couple have kids, the couple, and they're elderly now or so. So that alone is hard to keep up with. But now we get to a point in episode 7 where something clicks in and I was like,
oh, good.
Oh, God.
So something finally happened in episode 7.
We got to talk, Fitty, because I'm
don't sit up in front of me.
No, we won't.
So
okay.
It's still unfortunate that as you're following this journey, you want each piece of the journey to be as good as the hook. The hook is definitely like, oh, my God, now there's only one episode left. How are you going to wrap this up?
I know.
Right.
I wonder if it'll be a 2-hour one.
I hope so, because I don't know how they're going to wrap it up.
When you can tell they were just like, and then this happened and this happened. It was over.
Done. Right. Yeah. That's going to be unfortunate.
So annoying.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh.
Sorry,
boy.
We're already there.
All right. We got lots of rain. I got a professional power lifter making the news. Oh. Save someone's life. Also, In-N-Out Burger shoes.
Mm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Oh, hold on. How do I make this stop? I'll turn it down like that. Can you fix that for me?
I got it.
Thank you. You're the best.
Whoops.
I thought I could have sworn I turned it to manual, but apparently I didn't. All right. Hey, Vinny, how you doing?
Super.
It's Wednesday. It's hump day. I just wanted to remind everyone, if I could, just take a moment here to say, tonight at 8 o'clock on your TV on CBS, Survivor starts back up. The end.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's our station's website. People work hard on that thing. It's there for you. And if you want to watch this show as we perform it, you can go to RadioAlice.com and see that. It's the looking glass. Just click on that
thing.
And there we are.
You can watch me silently gesticulate in the background to try to figure something out with Bryn about the computer while Vinny tells you about the looking glass.
Right. Here's what's happening. So we've gotten 18 trillion gallons of rain in February alone.
Are you kidding? Is that the actual number?
That's the number.
That's a lot of rain.
There is more on the way, as we do have more storms ahead. And in Tahoe, they got record low temperatures.
Oh, that's actually good. We want that.
Record low.
How
like
low?
Below negative 13 degrees yesterday.
Wow. It's never that cold in Tahoe.
7 degrees tonight.
Wow.
Negative 2 was last Monday. A degree.
A literal one degree.
Is on Thursday.
You
Thursday
said that
night.
It is a degree in here.
Right. And there's more snow on the way. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, more snow expected.
Oh, my God. We are getting it.
I'll tell you, driving in today after I'd had a rough couple weeks, a lot of it got done. The storms have passed. I'm driving into work today, clear skies, no road troubles, and it felt like... Well, right. Yeah, it just felt like, oh my God, what a day.
The clouds parted and the angels sang.
What a day is ahead for us.
Oh, that's hump day and Survivor's on tonight. I mean, Jesus, it doesn't get any better than today.
It's good. It's real good.
Other than say Friday.
More snow coming.
Oh, it's so exciting. When are they going to measure again, Vinny?
I don't know. I think they do it monthly.
All right. I'm dying to hear what the next, because even since then, we were at like 100% of average, and now we got to be at 500% of average.
Yeah. We're doing real good. So, and I know that there's someone texting, don't say it. Look.
Right.
Everyone's letting it mellow.
We don't want to waste water now just because we got, you know, a drought-busting storm.
Right.
But these are the facts. We got a drought-busting storm.
Yeah.
And we've all been living in it.
What's kind of nice about it, though, is that it's been, I feel like, there has been some flooding, but not the kind that, you know, remember when whole towns got wiped out, like poor San Anselmo got just underwater. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like it's been coming sort of steadily enough that the world is coping with it. Like, the ground is coping with it, and it's not...
Well, that's, you know, you say that. I went to the beach yesterday for the first time. It's been a while because the winds, and I just...
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get the right window where there's waves and... So the first time I get out there in a while, my whole beach at this particular spot has changed completely. The way all the rivers busted.
Oh.
So,
as they're emptying into the...
And they've changed that. There's one spot. There's no beach. It's gone.
It's been dug out.
It's the river flowing through to the ocean.
Wow.
And no beach. It's crazy. So it definitely has affected, in some cases... In a big way. I think the water's so polluted, too.
Super gross.
I was in it yesterday.
Do you wear like
I feel all right.
Body condom?
Or well, a I mask wear a wetsuit. No, I don't wear a mask. Anyway, yes, in some cases, the weather was fine or this weather has been handled okay. I think in Tahoe, they were shut down for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And here, our beaches, the rivers have all busted. There's logs floating in the water.
You don't want that.
Not the poop log. Well, that's probably out there too. But
oh, I'm sure. Listen.
Full on.
She's all manner of things
debris,
you don't want to touch.
Right. Moving along, Giants manager Bruce Bochy has said he'll retire after this season.
How old is he?
Do I have his age? Let me see.
Is he like old guy? Is that
why he's
retiring?
Old.
Or?
He's 64.
What are our feelings about him? Do we love him?
He won us 3 World Series.
All right.
3.
So this will be sad.
Well, I mean, look, nobody does that. I mean, that's incredible.
Oh, to win. Nobody wins the 3.
The 3. Are you kidding? 3?
It's fantastic. We could always use more.
I mean,
that I feel like it's been long enough.
The
like,
most spoiled group of years you could any. Well, maybe the Pats are more spoiled, but other than that, that's pretty incredible. So he'll retire, and that's it's sad to see him go, but he did incredible stuff. I mean, all the greats. You name all the greats. None of them had 3 World Series in 6 years.
Right.
It's incredible.
That was, I mean, I feel like, yes, please, to another.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah. Was it 12, 14, and 16?
10, 12, and 14.
Oh. Wow. It's been 5 years. I mean, come on, guys.
Well, right. And we've had some rough seasons. It hasn't been great. The Raiders may end up playing in Oakland for 2 more years. They are currently in conversations to stay at the Coliseum.
Wow. What? What's going on there?
Well, it sounds like the people who have the Coliseum are like, well, we still want money.
Yep.
Yeah, but what about the big stadium that's being built for them? I thought this was it.
Oh, well, it's not ready yet.
But I thought they only had 1 more season to worry about.
I don't know about that at all. Mm. But I would imagine, I'm sure, anyone building a stadium would love an extra year.
Put those finishing touches
on.
We're actually going to get the seats in. It's going to be great.
I'm real excited to see what the Warriors, what is that, Chase?
Yeah, stadium. Is that?
You guys went and toured it, Chase, right?
I didn't, I couldn't walk, so I couldn't go, but Bryn and Hooman went.
Yeah, it's good you didn't go. It was dark and dangerous.
Oh, really?
It was a work site. Yeah, straight up construction site. And
what'd you think, though?
It was amazing. There's 2 practice courts underneath the actual main court. It's just
so you got a guts tour too, like you're not just like
it was all concrete and framing and electrical. It was like
neat,
crazy.
Wow,
yeah, it's really cool.
When's that supposed to open?
Well, they're supposed to start next season, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So
when does basketball season start back?
November.
Up? Okay, so
it'll be that. It'll be this year is basically it.
It's exciting.
Super strong guys are cool.
Yeah. All right.
What do you?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
do you want to argue that?
I mean, if you use your power for good.
Right. That's, well, that's the case here.
Cool.
Yes.
All right.
That is the case here.
You know, strong guys who
like
things.
A high protein diet can make you really smelly.
Mm.
Extreme farts, like the worst farts. Yuck.
Did something die in you?
Also, there's the never ending feeding, which is pretty gross, too. Like, good Lord, dude.
It is time I must feed.
How many chickens have to die to get you through lunch?
100 chickens must die.
God!
Bring the pluckers.
You know, and then there's the whole, can you actually walk past anything with a reflection on it?
I cannot.
And not stop and stare at yourself.
I must stop, even if I just gently flex to see my guns.
Good Lord.
Just a quick glance, that's all. I'll move on.
But all right, forget about all that.
Also, roid rage.
Well, we're assuming this man's not on roids. We're assuming this man is just
I am just beefy. I eat well and I work out.
He eats protein and he...
Look at this. I'm going to show you. Watch this. I can isolate this one muscle group. I'm going to tent it and you're going to be amazed.
A couple in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Ypsilanti?
Ypsilanti, Michigan. Got into a nasty car crash Thursday. They were in a Jeep Cherokee. From the photos, you can't even tell it's a Jeep Cherokee. Oh. It's so mangled. The woman in the passenger seat was able to get out of the SUV. The guy in the driver's seat was pinned.
Oh, no.
He was hanging halfway out the window and couldn't move because he was pinned between the SUV and a speed limit sign.
Oh, my God.
4 people tried to push the car so he could get out, but it wouldn't budge. And then 29-year-old Ryan Belcher happens upon the scene. He's a professional power lifter.
I've got this.
He weighs 350 pounds. He squats 950 and bench presses over 500 pounds.
I'm here to save the day. I have arrived. Please stand away from the vehicle while I remove this man from the speed limit sign.
He surveyed the scene.
Let me take a close look here.
And decided he's got this.
I've seen the best part. The lever and fulcrum. I will be the fulcrum. No, I'll be the lever. Here, I don't have that part down.
Let me finish.
Okay.
So he reached in through a broken window, started lifting and pushing at the same time, and it moved just enough for them to pull the guy out. Ryan Belcher, power lifter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hero.
Thank you. I was happy to do my part as a citizen of the world.
The paramedics got him to the hospital. He was seriously injured but survived, and Ryan went to see him in the hospital the other day.
I'm here.
Ryan.
You can thank me now.
I'm here for...
I'm here for your applause and gratitude.
For your never-ending gratitude.
I'll be back every day.
I saved you, right?
Every day, around this time. Please bring chickens. Many, many chickens. Never get enough of those.
Exactly right.
Protein shake, too.
Puma just teamed up to make shoes with In-N-Out Burger.
Okay, so are they going to have like little Jesus phrases on the bottom?
Oh, I thought you were going to go, are they edible? Neither of those things are happening.
Oh.
It's just the colorway is the red and gold In-N-Out it's known for.
And we'll have the little palm trees on it?
You know what? I didn't pull them up. They sold out. At $114 a pair, they sold out.
I can't believe I missed out on that.
They just look like regular sneakers.
Oh. Puma teamed up with In-N-Out. It's a limited edition line of sneaks. They're white shoes. And they used In-N-Out signature red and yellow color accents all over. But they are for
and
sure
shoelaces.
An
yeah.
In-N-Out joint. And they sold out. So if you want them, you'll have to go to eBay to get a pair. So you see them there?
I see them there. Nothing special about them.
I can't believe that they didn't get on somewhere on there the little, you know, John 3:14 or whatever.
All their things. You don't like that.
But that's their thing.
Well,
I finished my fries so I can look at the little thing.
You do? That's why?
That's what I say.
Okay.
You know, finish them because they're delicious. Let me lick the bottom. Put a little more salt on that.
On the bottom? Is that the shoe, Bryn?
Let's have a look.
I'm trying to verify to make sure it's the right one.
Is it a Puma?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Looks like it, but...
Barely.
Is it next to a big old cheeseburger, Bryn?
Oh, no.
Not the picture I'm looking at, but...
I love red and gold together.
Well, I love In-N-Out.
It's a great color combo.
Here it is, Sarah.
There it is. Boom.
Oh.
Looks great.
Yeah, so there's like a little touch of yellow on the heel part, like up in the... Oh, and down the bottom too?
Barely. Barely any color, but Puma sold those for $114 a pop.
And they're gone, huh?
They're all gone.
Well, people want their special shoes.
Well, there was a time when we all took a VHS tape and plugged it into our recorder or player, and that was Thursday night.
Yes. Sure.
You watch a movie on
right.
the VHS.
Yeah.
Urban Outfitters is now selling 5 packs of used VHS movies. You know, the ones you turned in to pay rent?
Yeah.
For the low, low price of $40. That's at $8 per used VHS tape.
And are you saying that these have a movie on them?
Like they have a movie on
it's
them,
from Blockbuster
yes.
or whatever?
They're old school. They're not from Blockbuster. They're things you and I sold. But that we'd owned, sold to some record store. I sold everything I owned, basically, to Lose Records in Leucadia.
What about, how do you play them?
So that's the weird thing, is that at Urban Outfitters, you know, the little hipster store, they're selling these packs of these movies, 5 packs, including Office Space, The Waterboy, A Night at the Roxbury, Heathers, National Lampoon's Vacation. These are iconic movies from the 80s and 90s. They're used. They should sell for $1 a piece.
They've grouped them together and sell them at Urban Outfitters, so they're $1,000.
They're $8 per tape when you break it down.
So what about the, are they also, because they do sell little record players there.
They right. must have little...
VHS. They've got to have it, right?
Yeah.
So something that you can hook up to your TV. When is the last time you had a VCR in your house? Mine was 1990... Well, actually, it must have been the 2000s. Had to be, because TiVo just had come out.
I don't even know.
That's probably about when.
Yeah, and then that thing just started collecting dust. Mm-hmm. And then everything went on DVD. And
well, I think like Sopranos and Sex and the City, I had bundles of those, whatever the series.
Oh.
on VHS.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I don't know.
Crazy.
I okay.
Do they, can you get those on, you probably get one on Amazon, right?
Probably. Can't you get everything on Amazon?
I'm pretty sure. I've never found anything I haven't been able to find there.
Right.
Do you that find that your kids,
yes,
as they're moving into their, I mean, one's 20-something, right?
No, I have a 19-year-old. And
oh, he hasn't turned 20 yet.
An 18-year-old, yeah.
Do you find that they have nostalgia for things that you...
They do. It was weird. The first time they really noticed it was Stranger Things. Like, they watched that and went, I really wish my childhood had been more like that.
Oh, really?
Yep. And they're like, you know, they started, and we talk about the
meaning
phones.
What?
Just that there were no phones, and they had to entertain themselves, and they had these, like, crazy adventures on their bikes, and then it, like, we all did. Mm. I mean, it's just the kids these days are, it was so funny, we took the, because we have all these people staying at our house, and they have these young kids, and there's a park right near our house, and we walked over there, and we were the only people there, middle of the day on a Sunday. Mm. No one else was there. And I was like, well, I mean, it is ski week, so maybe.
Right.
They're like, where's all the kids? I'm like, internet. Pretty sure that works best inside.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird. I just read an article. I don't even have it in front of me at the moment that 2-year-olds are now getting more screen time than ever. And you go, well, yeah. There's screens in every. Look at how many screens we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. In just these little rooms, we've got 20 screens, it feels like.
Andrew Stanton is somewhere yelling, I told you with Wally! I told you!
Right.
Someone, I don't know how it came up. You were saying the first question that the kids would ask you, your nieces, nephews, when they came in the door, and someone had texted in, probably, what's your Wi-Fi password?
You know what's not even funny?
What?
They went within 3 minutes of being in my house, they had asked for the Wi-Fi password.
Right.
Yep.
Like, I don't even know if I got a hello out of that kid first. Mm. What's the Wi-Fi password?
Mm. Oh, that's fun.
It's F you. Sit down and say hi to me.
Yeah.
How about a hug?
Is that all one word?
Right. Sheesh.
Dang.
Yeah, I've struggled with my kid saying, no one is going to entertain you right now. You need to go find something to do.
Right.
But what? Oh, my God.
Read a book.
If I have to tell you.
Start a garden.
Anything.
Go try on all your mom's clothes. Go. Just go away.
It's not that even.
Brush
it's,
her hair.
I want her to be able to be alone for a minute.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to raise her to be able to be alone for a minute.
Well, some people can, some people can't. But the ones who can generally were the ones whose parents went, go find something to do.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. You're back. And Survivor's back. Hooray!
I know. All the good stuff
is
back.
So it's 510.
Yay. I do miss you guys. It's funny how, like, you start to save things up. Like, I can't wait to tell my friends about that. Can't wait to tell those guys.
650 says, Oakland teacher strike tomorrow. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, thanks.
We've mentioned it. Few times.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's going to get them what they want or not, but hey, as someone who works 4 days a week, Friday feels like an extra day off. Monday feels like you're waiting to go back to work an extra day. Friday is the way to go.
No, I love Fridays at work. I feel like Fridays are sort of a universal,
everybody's happy.
I love it. I wake up happy. I'm so excited. For me, if I have Friday off, but because by the time I wake up on Friday, I already might as well have gone to work. Mm-hmm. Because I usually wake up at like 10:30, which is after this show's over. So I'd rather just have the Monday, because then Sunday becomes a day I can actually do stuff. I could go to someone's barbecue on a Sunday and actually have a beer.
Or 10.
If I wanted to.
Right.
Very filling beer.
I know. That's why I switched to whiskey. Mm. That's where I went wrong, too.
More bang for your buck. Yeah.
Kidding. I was wrong the whole time, but, you know, that was
that was what pushed you over the edge.
That was my alcoholic reaction to this beer is so filling. I should switch to harder stuff.
Should switch to something I can drink more of with less room taken up inside me.
415 says, Sarah, my doctor is starting me on a steroid for the next 12 days to help with a back injury. After hearing you on steroids, I'm a little nervous about what to expect. LOL.
Was it really that noticeable?
A little bananas. Wish me luck.
I was a little bit like, I think, like myself, but I felt like crazy things would occur to me, and I'd like blurt them out and go, why am I talking? You know, like, oh.
Well, I think maybe we wouldn't have noticed unless you said something.
No, we'd have noticed. I'd have noticed.
Yeah.
You were being kooky. That's okay. We liked it. I liked it. I wish you'd go back on him for a minute.
Stop it.
Every now and then. A little, like a little spice.
Every time I have a little scratch, like a little itch, I'm like, oh, no. Oh, God, I don't want to be back on steroids. Please don't let me get whatever that was again. It's horrible.
Oh, geez. You're up.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, you are correct. We'll be back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.